Farewell to arms on this moment of science.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking. We are at cruising altitude and will be in flight for another 3 hours, so you'd better get comfortable. That means figuring out who gets the armrest, you or your neighbor in the next seat. Oh, I know the seats are built so that one armrest is shared by two passengers. Sure, we could have given all the seats their own armrest, but then airplane flights would be so much less interesting from a social psychology point of view. And hey, you don't really mind, do you?
Turns out you do. In a study conducted by three social psychologists, 426 pairs of people were observed on some 20 flights to see if there's a pattern to who gets the disputed armrest. The subjects observed were always one male seated next to one female. Guess who got the armrest most of the time? Yep, the men. Twice as often? Three times? Try five times as often. Men dominated the social space that didn't clearly belong to either person. Adjusting the experiment to only include people of equal size, that number dropped, but the men still took the armrest three times as often as the women. In post-flight interviews, 68% of the men said they were bothered when the other person took the armrest, while only 42% of the women felt annoyed. Men under 40 reported the strongest irritation. So are all men just pushy cads? Well, one can debate what these data show, but this much is clear, that little strip of plastic is a mini battleground. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Paula Niedenthal in sociology. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.